Welcome back to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Nathan Ruggles today.
It's good to be here with you, Brittany, today, filling in for Angela. And we do want to send some thanks out today to the steelworkers as well as UFCW.
We've been having lots of fun. We've got some cool guests lined up, and you lined this one up, Nathan.
Yeah, so we have we're fortunate to have on the line with us today an attorney, Brian Gordon. He's with Concerned Citizens for Democracy. They're a relatively new nonprofit here in Pennsylvania. As a group of attorneys, some mathematicians, other concerned citizens working on the issue of gerrymandering. It's an issue we've talked about previously on this program, about how it has become an issue of concern, not just here in Pennsylvania, but throughout the country. So, Brian, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure being with you. Can you hear me okay?
You sound just fine. So yes, I understand that you've gotten this group together. We've talked to folks here on this program before about Fair Districts PA, who are working on kind of the legislative end of their concern of the gerrymandering issue. But you're working on the end of looking to turning to the courts for getting some sort of a change in the system. But first, I did want to find out, now, I know your background is in civil rights. What brought you into this whole area of gerrymandering, and what led you to become part of this Concerned Citizens of Democracy?
Sure. So just for background, I actually ran for Congress most recently in the 2nd Congressional District, which is a packed largely Democratic district, about 90%+ Democrat. And we were gerrymandered in the most recent iteration of gerrymandering in 2011 into the 2nd Congressional District. So part of it was the frustration of initially living in Lower Marion and being in a crack district that was attached to conservative Chester County and then re-gerrymandered into a PAC district. So I asked myself, coming out of that experience, in what way, and this is similar to other members of the group, what way can we have the greatest impact on restoring and repairing democracy? And decided that one way to do that is through a lawsuit on gerrymandering, to end the practice of gerrymandering in Pennsylvania. And hopefully it might be a model for other states. So that's kind of my story is similar to other members of our group. The group picked up steam after the Trump election. I made an announcement at both the local indivisible group and local Democratic Party meeting, which had swelled with members about forming this group, and people just gravitated to each other, and we really started to work on this.
Well, I know we want to get to the work that your group is doing and exactly how you're going about pushing back against this gerrymandering. But of course, we should take a quick moment to at least define gerrymandering. A lot of people have an idea of what it is, but I know you mentioned a couple terms, hacking and cracking, that we should probably let listeners know what those are really briefly. So in a nutshell, what is gerrymandering, Brian?
Okay, so gerrymandering is the drawing of legislative electoral districts, in a manner that favors either an individual party or favors or disfavors individuals. So it's usually done for partisan gain. And it's been done historically since the 1790s. It's a really early practice. But what it is designing, in the case of Pennsylvania, what the Republicans did actually going back to 2001, is they really started to look at how they can manipulate the boundaries of congressional districts as well as state legislative districts in a way that favors the Republican Party. So in Pennsylvania, we have about 4 plus million Democrats and 3 plus million Republicans, yet of 18 congressional seats, only 5 are in the hands of Democrats, which I'll explain that in a minute, and 13 seats are in the hands of Republicans. And it's because of the way the districts are designed, so that even if you have a great candidate come out to the polls, if you're in a district that's designed as a Republican seat, your chances of winning are very, very slim. It's not just about mobilizing the public, because what's happened is the Republican Party and the Republican-dominated legislature has already chosen their voters. Essentially, in the more abusive iterations of gerrymandering, the party and the folks who are able to design seats select their voters. The politicians select their voters instead of the voters electing legislators. And that's really the partisan gerrymandering that we face today.
And we know, you know, democracy is about the voters picking their elected officials and not the other way around, right? So,
right.
I know two of the methods you mentioned in terms of the packing and the cracking. Real quick, if you could let us know what those are, and then let's talk about this lawsuit then.
Sure. So I'll go back. I just want to go back one step. You know, it was sort of two summers ago, summer before last. I had this hunch. I'll bet. You know, I started thinking about what this notion of politicians choosing their electorate. I'm like, there must be something in Pennsylvania Constitution that forbids this. And lo and behold, there is. So written into our the Pennsylvania Constitution and many other states, there are provisions that say that essentially the government belongs to the people and they delegate powers, not the other way around. So this really turns government on its head in a pretty serious way. Just an example of one, some of the simple provisions we have. Article 1, Section 5, elections shall be free and equal. And no power, civil or military, shall at any time interfere or prevent the free exercise of the right of suffrage or the right to vote. So there's very clear language that says you can't manipulate. You've gone too far. Once you have politicians selecting voters, you've gone too far. So packing and cracking, quite simply, as I like to describe it, the starting point is you look at your opposition, and in most states, it's the Republicans have run the tables on this. In a couple states, the Democratic Party has done so. But in Pennsylvania, they've looked where Democrats tend to live, and they've packed as many Democrats as possible into five congressional seats. So there's three in the Philadelphia area. There's one in Scranton, in a valley in Scranton. And there's one in Pittsburgh. And then they slice the rest of the state up in such a way that that either simply gives the natural conservative vote to Republicans, or they adjust the boundaries in an artful way to bury pockets of Democratic votes in congressional districts where they will not affect the outcome.
So then we end up with this result, and as you mentioned, in the congressional delegation, is the term of all of our representatives from Pennsylvania, as well as those in the state legislature from all the many districts across the state, where you have this imbalance between the total number of Democrats and Republicans in the state is very unbalanced in the favor of one party in favor of the Republicans.
Right.
And like you said, it's not it can happen the other way. I know Maryland is one case where it's the Democrats who've adjusted the boundaries. So in terms of your lawsuit, How do you see this moving forward? When are you going to file? When is this going to happen?
So this is the interesting part of the lawsuit. The idea of the lawsuit is we took the language, which is fairly common for drawing state House and Senate districts, and we said, can we find something in those principles that would prevent gerrymandering? And if we can develop or interpret a set of rules to make it geographically or physically impossible to pack and crack districts, then we present it to the court, to the High Court of Pennsylvania eventually, and they adopt this and say, yes, this makes sense, but we're gonna set forth these rules, then it could really, really throw a wrench in gerrymandering. So what we're asking, the four basic rules are that every district, this is section 16 of Article 2 for what it's worth, but it says that every House and Senate district has to be composed of territory which is compact and contiguous and nearly equal in population as practicable. And it adds one more requirement that we really focused on, and that is, unless absolutely necessary, no county, city, town, borough, township, or ward shall be divided in forming a representative district.
Okay.
So the idea of the lawsuit is that that last provision has been completely disrespected by the Republicans who have designed these districts in Pennsylvania. And just for background, every 10 years, the census is done, and each state is allocated a certain number of congressional seats. So Pennsylvania has allocated 18 seats of the 435. And the question is, how are those seats? How do we draw? So that each 10 years, you often have to redraw your district.
That's right. Well, Brian, we've come to the end of our time, but really quick, in terms of how do we find out more about what you're doing and follow as you move forward this lawsuit, and how can listeners help out with this?
Right. So we. I'm a little flustered because the time went so fast.
It does go fast.
Citizensfordemocracy.org is our website. And to find out more about the lawsuit, you can go online and check them out. My contact information is there as well if you want to make donations or if you have questions about it or if there are lawyers or mathematicians anywhere in the country who would like to help us work through. We hope to file in about 2 months' time. We need to test these theories to make sure that they absolutely work and that they are neutral and the system can't be gerrymandering using this from either direction, either Republican or Democratic direction, but they're fundamentally fair in their outcome of districts.
Okay.
And that's what we're working through right now. So if it works, it will be a brilliant addition to the ongoing national conversation and cases involving the prevention of gerrymandering.
Very good, Brian. Thanks so much. I know we could keep talking, but we need to close this out. Brian Gordon, Concerned Citizens for Democracy. This is Nathan Ruggles here with Brittany Sheets on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.